a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Pull it, pull it, pull it.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Here are the Midnight Rider. I was just thinking over the break, I can just imagine the advertisements now. Come on down to the mall, 25% off during our pre-Al-Qaeda sale. Beat the terrorists before they blow you up. Come on down to the mall, 25% off. And the week before, 50% off. Everybody, come on down. Exactly, the day before, last chance, everything, let's go. Building's blowing up tomorrow, come on down. We never liked this place anyway, a little drafty. Al-Qaeda's going to do us a favor, come on down to the mall. 75% off, everything's got to go. Fixtures sell at 7:30 this morning before Al-Qaeda shows at 9. Oh, my God. And this, you know, the thing is, people will believe this. I sat and had lunch with somebody the other day that firmly believes we're in Iraq fighting them for, because they hate our freedoms. And it's like, huh? You know, what are you watching? What are you listening to? Do all you do is pay attention to the mainstream media or what the preacher says about, you know, oh, the Lord's are coming down. Here come the rapture train. Except for John Hagee, who has pretty much blown that out of the water. And we're going to get that, play that clip for you here in just a little bit. And I want to get your thoughts about that. You know, how do you go all these years preaching a doctrine of salvation and the rapture? You made a lot of money, sold a lot of books, and all of a sudden, I've done research here that says something different. It's going to blow your mind. Here, buy this book. We'll play the Hagee clip coming up here in a couple of minutes. We'll probably play it a couple of times so you can get a good listen to it. This is just... You know, I thought the Word of God was the holy inspired Word of God, but yet I guess according to Hagee, he's got the only right interpretation of it. And I didn't know it had to be interpreted. But, you know, if you look at what Hagee says, and he says that Jesus didn't come to be the Messiah, then the rest of it is all moot, is it not? Oh, I can't tell him that. Then I can't. Then we don't raise any money for AIPAC. Back in a minute with more. The beloved John Hagee around the corner, yes. This is the Midnight Rider. If you want to join us, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free, 1-866-885-6625.
Here on the Midnight Rider. One extra sale at the mall. 30% off all gifts for 72 virgins. You better get down there now. Must get those. That way when you go to the afterlife as a member of Al-Qaeda, then you come bearing gifts. And that's polite. And probably should be done. There you go. All right. Brother John. Concerned about you so and wants to make some dough. Here he is on his very own television program. Well, for lack of a better term, he's pimping his book. Here we go.
I'm delighted to present my latest book, In Defense of Israel. This book will expose the sins of the fathers and the vicious abuse of the Jewish people. In Defense of Israel will shape Christian theology. It scripturally proves that the Jewish people as a whole did not reject Jesus as Messiah. It will also prove that Jesus did not come to earth to be the Messiah. It will prove that there was a Calvary conspiracy between Rome, the high priest, and Herod to execute Jesus as an insurrectionist too dangerous to live. Since Jesus refused by word and deed to claim to be the Messiah, how can the Jews be blamed for rejecting what was never offered? Read it in this shocking exposé in defense of Israel.
This latest book by Pastor John Hagee is destined to generate lively discussions among Christians the world over. It's available in most U.S. bookstores, or call the number on the screen and
destined,
order your copy today.
Destined to generate some lively discussions the entire world over. And you know it. You know that's true. You know, for all of this, I want you to listen to this one more time. And you have to listen to what he says. You have to listen very closely. Because, I mean, for this guy to prove this stuff, there's going to have to be some scriptural gymnastics that you will not. I mean, he's going to make Shannon Miller and Nadia Comaneci look invalid, quite honestly. Here's the clip one more time.
I'm delighted to present my latest book, In Defense of Israel. This book will expose the sins of the fathers and the vicious abuse of the Jewish people. In Defense of Israel will shape Christian theology. It scripturally proves that the Jewish people as a whole did not reject Jesus as Messiah. It will also prove that Jesus did not come to earth to be the Messiah. It will prove that there was a Calvary conspiracy between Rome, the high priest, and Herod to execute Jesus as an insurrectionist too dangerous to live. Since Jesus refused by word and deed to claim to be the Messiah, how can the Jews be blamed for rejecting what was never offered? Read it in this shocking expose in defense of Israel.
This latest book.
See, the Calvary conspiracy. Well, yeah. Okay, there's some pages of the Bible you got to throw out there. You didn't come to be the Messiah. And got to rip those out, too. Some of the old, you know, Old Testament, got to go, too. Lineage of David. What the darn, I don't know about that. We're wondering about that. We think, well, David might have had something going on the side. That's all we know. We're not real sure. We're checking into it. I mean, basically what he does here. Is, I mean, and I've not read the book yet, and I quite honestly don't know that I'm going to pay the money to enrich this fool any more than he has. He's a traitor to this country. He supports Israel at any cost. And look, I'm not against Israel being a country and a nation. I have no problem with it whatsoever. Be happy. Live well. You know, anybody, if you want to go start your own place and you can get a piece of land, then do it. But to do what they do to the Palestinians, what they've done to the Syrians, the Lebanese, the Palestinians, is frightfully wrong. And I don't support it. If you want to be a country and you want to live in peace with everybody, have at it. And they did up until the foundation of Israel in 1948. You know, it's... but he blows the lid off of it in this new expose that Jesus is not the Messiah. Now, I know a lot of, you know, we've got a mixed crowd here. We got a lot of people who are Christians, and there are people who are not. And we've probably got every shape of Christian that you can imagine. And probably every shape of agnostic, atheist. You know, we probably run the gamut of listeners here. But I think in many ways this further underscores that much of what has been foisted on us in Christianity is fake. It's fraud. I mean, if just a preacher can come up and just change the stuff and there not be an outrage. I mean, here's a guy who not only is on 160 stations across the country every day. He's also on the Trinity Broadcast Network that beams a satellite to, well, frankly, the world. And this guy's allowed to continue to do this in sharp contrast to what has been believed to be true. And it's just, you know, some pudgy guy, and I am one, so I'll call him that, who's sitting there in the middle of the night reading scriptures, bleary-eyed, eating Twinkies and drinking cold coffee. This is what he comes up with because he loves Israel so much. On his website, he says, John Hagee has been a lover of Israel for over 35 years. And here's the thing, if Jesus isn't the Messiah, then who the heck is he? Is he just some guy? Is it like Hagee says, he's just an insurgent. Oh, so now he's a terrorist. There's a Calvary conspiracy. Well, there was a conspiracy cooked up. Yeah, that's in the Bible, folks. They took him. And they gave him to Pilate because they didn't want the blood on their hands. Pilate tried to give him back. You know, and the thing is, a bunch of these people who have followed, this guy's got a huge church. And while he's sitting here talking about this stuff, his church is still full. I mean, crammed to the rim. Because you have so many people in this country who have been fed the line that we've got to support Israel at all costs. I don't have a problem being an ally with a country that says, okay, when you're in danger, okay, we'll help you out. But I do have a problem being allied with somebody that goes around and beats on the defenseless. Or the Lord wants them to do that. He wants them just to slap them upside the head. Go, Israel, slap somebody else up. Shoot another 11-year-old Palestinian out of a tree. Woo! I love it! And how many people have been betting on the rapture train that love Brother Hagee? Well, the station's been tore down. Oh, he'll come up with another reason for that. But his whole argument is going to have to be nothing but spiritual gymnastics. I know he spends a lot of time in Ezekiel. I listened to a few minutes of one of his sermons today. And I planned out to try to cut it down, but I didn't get to it today, and maybe we'll try to do that tomorrow. But this is incredible. And, I mean, actually, you know, I'm madder than hell. Because, I mean, to be continually duped by these people. And in one way, I'm glad, because now we finally know who the wolves are. And we're going to, and more wolves are going to appear, folks. Hagee's a wolf. Robertson's a wolf. All these are wolves. All this stuff goes back to the Council for National Policy. And these people want World War III so badly. So it'll bring back the Lord. Now, how loving is that? Yeah, I'd say Jack Spratt. Jack Spratt's in the RBN chat room, says he obviously has a Zionist controller. I believe so. And his church is probably getting a lot of money from his Israeli organizations, if not the government itself. Big with AIPAC. I mean, this is just ridiculous. I'd love to hear your thoughts about this guy. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. But this guy is... you know, one more exposed. I mean, that's, you know, they just out themselves. This was easier than learning about Mark Foley or Larry Craig. These people just step out. I got a book. Just make it up as you go along. Well, I'll sit there one night and the Lord told me, you know, this book you're reading, it's wrong. I didn't really write it. So make up any kind of crap you want. Just keep the names the same. Okay, Lord, got it. Can I have some more coffee and Twinkies? Sure, John, go ahead. All right, back in a minute. This is a disgusted Midnight Rider. And you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Thursday night it is. Glad you're with us for the program. It is the 9th, or the 8th of November, rather. In some places it's the 9th already. But it's for the record, it's the 8th of November, 2007. And I'm awful glad that you're with us for the program here tonight. And if you want to join us on the telephone, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Let's go to the telephone. Gary in Tennessee, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Midnight Rider.
How you doing there, Graybeard?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, so to speak.
Well,
I've heard that. I call him Haggy. He's the old hag and drag.
Yeah.
I've heard that speech pushing his book, and first time I heard it, It was like a 10-4 hit me right between the eyes. And I don't know if anybody else is reading between the lines, but the hidden message, I think, in that advertisement is he's equating the top dog, number one Christian, Lord Jesus Christ himself, as an insurrectionist.
Right.
Now, I thought that was a very interesting
terminology for him to use. Yeah, and here's the other question, Gary. If Jesus was God's son, but he wasn't sent here to be the Messiah, then what the hell's he doing here in the first place?
Well,
he's just coming around. Dad, I think I'm going to go down to Earth for 40 years. I'm just going to hang out.
You know, hang on a cross and suffer.
Yeah,
I think that sounds like a real great vacation to me.
Well, you know, hey, to the Lord, you know, that's like a weekend?
Yeah, well.
Or less, actually. I mean, that's quick.
I'd like to nail that boy to the cross. Anyway, getting back to his choice of words and the rhetoric within the speech that he made for preaching that book, we all know that in order to destroy America, they have to go into the heartland and destroy Christianity, and hence all Christians will be deemed insurrectionists.
Sure.
And I think that was just a pre-warning of what's to come.
Well,
I think the choice of words were intentional.
Gary, I think it's a number of things. I think one, it's to say we must support Israel at all cost. Two, I think it's a message to those that have believed in the rapture. Hey, you ain't getting out of here anytime soon. And in the end, it might be a ploy. And you couple that with Pat Robertson and his endorsement of Rudy Giuliani, which totally goes against the values that the religious right has been touting now for, 25 years or more. And what does that say to people sitting in the pew? That what is there? No, there's no hope. There's no reason to continue. I might as well just go out here and let's make this Sodom Gomorrah and have a hell of a good time until it all ends.
I have a picture in my mind of Giuliani in a blonde wig with all that gaudy lipstick on, wearing a dress, giving the national condition of the country speech, or whatever they call that thing.
The State of the Union, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
That might be hurled right against the wall. Can you imagine?
I wouldn't be surprised a bit.
But I think that there was a hidden message in that ad, and that's, I don't know, it's just funny. It just struck me the first time I heard it, and every time since then, I'm seeing the equation of Christians equal insurrectionists, and that's what I'm getting out of that.
Well, and you very well
maybe somebody else, maybe they got a comment on that. I'm just curious to know.
Well, yeah, I agree, Gary. I think it's just that these statements and things are used for a number of things and can evoke a number of emotions and potential policies. So I can't disagree with you.
Nothing happens where it's said by, excuse me, I dropped the phone, is said by accident, or does history not happen as an accident? It's all pre-planned.
Right. Exactly.
So I think that speech had a hidden message on it, and I just wonder if anybody else picked up on it.
We'll find out.
Have a good evening.
You too, Gary. Have a good night. If you do want to join us, it's 800-313-9443. And I'm really kind of surprised. I figured the phones would be burning down at this point to talk about this. I mean, this guy is essentially scum. You know, regardless of, you know, of your view, just come out and say, well, we've just got to be good to Israel regardless, whatever. Let them murder. Let them kill. It don't matter. All right, back with more. Final half hour around the corner. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
He's free to believe what he wants to believe. I certainly can't stop him, nor would I want to. But where I have a problem, you know, is that you try to lace all this other stuff in with it, and you create bitter confusion regarding this portion and that portion and entire portions that are having to be ripped out. You know, I've always believed in a higher power. I've been involved in the church. I've seen it big level, small level, medium level. It ain't pretty, folks. A lot of it is all business. I mean, dozens, if not hundreds, of employees in some of these churches. Huge. Salaries, enormous. And people look to people like John Hagee as a piece of inspiration to draw knowledge and information and from so that they can build their faith. And, you know, what angers me is that you just come out with something like this. You don't take it to anybody else. Say, hey, why don't you go look through this for me? Because that's not the idea. The idea is to have everyone just doubt their faith, not understand. And basically what John Hagee's telling us is that we're all, well, you're the freaking Gentiles. You're not worth crap. Well, I've got news for you, John. Neither are you. And, you know, it's not, you know, I one of the things, I don't talk a lot about Israel. Because as soon as you start that stuff, people just start hollering and screaming, oh, you hate the Jews. You hate this. You hate that. I try to focus on things that are affecting us right now. But this guy puts this stuff right forward. And like I said previously, I as a person, as a human being, I can't support a country that is essentially trying to commit genocide on a race of people, i.e. the Palestinians, by trying to starve them out, denying them a medical care, cutting their water off. We got to fill a swimming pool, we got to cut their water off. People are having to walk to get their water. The cities in the in Gaza are nothing but rubble. You know, little kids getting shot for no reason because they threw a rock. Okay. I mean, rather than say, say, look, we want this land. We're going to take it. If you don't want to leave, then, we'll roll in this day. But you got to be gone by then. Well, what happened is they tried it this last time. And they got a little cocky because these Palestinians can't fight themselves off. They started messing with Lebanon, and here comes Hezbollah. So Hezbollah says, howdy. And Hezbollah forces them back. The Israelis are mad. I mean, they're torqued at the performance of their military. And a lot of people, there is a definite movement over there in Israel of people who don't like what's happening. They don't like what they see. They don't believe it's right to basically try to kill an entire race of people. And those folks need to be helped, and they need to be supported. As a government, we should in no way be funding this country. But first off, they run with a surplus; they don't need our money anyway. I mean, shoot, why would they need it? They're guarding our nuclear weapons. They handle a lot of the billing for the phone calls that we make. Imagine all this stuff. just imagine all that. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And we have been sold out. And this is just one piece of it. We have been sold out on so many levels and from so many directions that the day that we finally get the country back, the battle doesn't end there. It's going to really just start. Because these people are not going to go away easily. Because not only do we have to save ourselves, we have to save the world as well. Because if this country falls, the rest of the world goes with it. Because the rest of the world has been beaten down, and they're tired, and they're afraid. And they're looking to us to do something. I get mad at it. I get so mad at people saying, what are you going to do? You got to do something. You got to do something. I get mad about it. But... they allow themselves to get beat down, and they know it. And I know it probably bothers them a lot. But they're looking to us to save the world, not just our country, but the entire world. If the United States domino falls, the rest of them go with it. Jeff in Canada, welcome to the program. You're on the Midnight Runner.
Tried not to call, Mike.
I just couldn't resist, could you?
I couldn't. You're so good, and I'm so proud of you getting up out of your deathbed practically and coming on the air. You're the man. And Josh, oh my God, he's in the wings there. I mean, he looks like he's about to die.
Yeah, our little researcher Josh Reeves is just. I mean, all this chemtrail stuff is just awful. What's on your mind tonight, my friend?
Oh, just that Hagee thing, Mike. And I'll make this brief, man. I just, you know, Mac Daddy woke me up to Zeitgeist when I first came around into the TNR, you know, and I thank God for that, because that just opened up my eyes a little bit more, because I consider myself a born-again Christian at one point in time, and, you know, I can relate to so much what you're saying about a higher power and things like that, and it just makes me so incensed and angry that someone is given that platform to, you know, go and sow more confusion into this whole mess and create more division than there already is everywhere, you know, and it just peased me off, and that's all I really had to say. And I think Greybeard had an excellent point about it being, you know, just another way to attempt to label Christians, the good Christians, end quote, as insurrectionists. So that's all I had to say. And
Jeff, I appreciate the call, and I agree with you there, and with Gary's comments as well, that you know, on so many different levels, you know, there are hidden meanings in his little pitch there. And we need to pay attention to these things, because that's what they are trying to do. Want to label Christians as radicals, which they've been pretty successful at doing. Next, it'll be homeschoolers, which they've already tried to do. And it's just going to continue onward. And this is a fight that is really just getting started. Look, we've had some success. And these people are realizing that we have some success and that we have slowed them down. I personally think that the strategy is changing on their part. I think they're starting to realize that they can no longer work incrementally like they have been. That if they're going to accomplish what they want to accomplish, and even in his own sermon, he talked about 5/6 of the population of this country being killed, which oddly enough is the same number these eugenicists want, roundabout. I think they're going to try to do this all in just one fell swoop. I think we're going to see the acceleration of the dollar's decline. The economy is going to accelerate even faster. I think we'll get through Christmas, and I think after Christmas, all holy hell is going to break loose in this country, in Iran. Iraq will fall apart. This law of the sea treaty really bothers me, because when you put it in the scope of all of this, with the law of the sea treaty, you put our Navy essentially under the control of the UN. Now, I don't know whether or not that allows the changing of officers or that type of thing, but I think there's 142 different navies or countries that are signed up for it. You know, I either envision our ships being taken over or attacked at sea and defeated, which leaves us setting wide open for an invasion from a number of sides, from the north, the south, east, west. And not anything that we can do about it, anything that Canada can do about it, nor Mexico. Not that Mexico probably wants to do anything anyway. And I think that they're going to move this process forward. And that's why you're seeing these people come forward. They're just taking the little sheets off. And we're here. And we don't give a rat's butt what you think. This is how it's going to work. Mike in Kentucky, welcome to the program. You're on.
Yeah, I've heard a couple of times talking about Giuliani and the Motorola no-bid contract thing that's back in the news. Why is this being brought back up? Do you know?
There's a possibility of an investigation. There, when he bought these radios, they've historically had trouble communicating in the Twin Towers. And the Port Authority had some repeaters. There were repeaters by the fire department that were installed inside the Twin Towers. They rarely worked. The fire chiefs that would show up for a fire or some type of an emergency at the towers had backup repeaters in their car. Problem is you couldn't hear each other.
Well, and there was so much traffic, it overwhelmed the system that day, I think, was part of the situation. The issue of no-bid contracts, I think, can be fairly easily explained under the idea that maybe a lot of folks don't know. Apparently, something can still be considered a publicly traded corporation, even right. if it's owned up to 85% by government entities. And I would bet right. that the teachers' retirement system and the various pension systems of New York City and state of New York own huge chunks of Motorola, and you could probably also safely assume that as part of the deal for a no-bid contract like that, maybe some more blocks of stock were thrown in as part of the deal. All right, we'll get this contract. If you give us this contract as part of the deal to sweeten it, we'll give you some more blocks of stock for your pension. And, of course, that reinforces their pension obligations. That right. Not only are the part that they're required to keep by law to guarantee their pensions, but also the surpluses that they usually have above and beyond that. And, of course, that issue is probably widely known among this audience, the comprehensive annual financial reports. But I've heard from various sources, including Walter Burian and others, that big-time entities like IBM and Motorola are essentially, you know, a government operation if it's owned 85% of the stock in institutional funds by various government entities all across the country. And that would, of course, be work in favor of a company like Motorola for getting a no-bid contract.
Right, and you keep the 15% of the other stock public, which continues to provide a public face for the company.
We had that situation here where the University of Kentucky owned the health insurance company, CHA Health. It was actually put in the newspaper that they are owned 85% by the University of Kentucky, which, of course, runs a huge hospital. And what I thought was pretty dang funny, and I don't know, apparently the nurses that work for some of these hospitals don't think it's too funny. They're on strike right now throughout West Virginia and Kentucky and Appalachian Regional Hospitals, owned the biggest chunk of the rest of that 15%. Was owned by them, and I guess they've switched from a non-profit several years back to a not-for-profit, and they slightly changed their name from Appalachian Regional Hospitals to Appalachian Regional Healthcare. And the straw that broke the camel's back apparently was all these nurses got something like a 2% raise, but they raised their healthcare premiums and erased the raise that they got. And now that there's some movement amongst them to dissolve their union. I don't understand what that's about, but I'd say, you know, the more public that actually finds out about this kind of stuff, cross ownership and conflict of interest there, because, you know, hospitals set the reimbursement levels for these insurance companies, what they will pay them. And
right.
It certainly would look like conflict of interest if they're setting the reimbursement levels for the company that they own.
Yeah, and essentially they eat the raise up, and we gave you a raise. I'm sorry those premiums went up. We just had a lot of false claims. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and so really you don't get a raise. And by the way, we own the company that we just increased the premiums on. We own a huge chunk of that, so sorry for your luck. But, you know, it's starting to not look so much like a free enterprise or a free market system when you've got that kind of stuff. I think Mussolini called it corporatism. I've also heard it called crony capitalism or crapitalism. I mean, so Giuliani and this Motorola thing is a small symptom of a larger flu.
Yeah, indeed it is. Mike, I appreciate the call.
All right, thanks,
thank you. Bill in Idaho, real quick, got about a minute and a half here, about a minute before the break. Go ahead.
Yeah, my favorite topic, Midnight Rider.
Thank you.
Having lived it in St. Louis, I'm surely hoping that you can get Bill Bowman, Radio Silence, on. Previous caller only hit on part of it. no-bid contract Motorola, and I'd like to extend my comments, has to do everything with Mr. Julie's federal and state grant program, in which they, as Ms. Fitz, Catherine Fitz, might be another great one on the other side, to discuss how they could scoop up $351 billion on one side of Health and Human Services and scam it off through public medicine. And there were 12 people that went into the box in the city of St. Louis, including federal grant directors, et cetera, the city comptroller, et cetera, on the same discussion. Motorola telephone communication systems that didn't communicate with anybody, let alone fire to cops.
Yeah, Bill, I appreciate the call. Thanks. Back with more. Got John in New York on the other side here on the Midnight Rider. Don't go anywhere.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Final segment here on the Midnight Rider tonight for the Thursday night edition. All right, guys, we always get calls like in the last half hour, and we've got to jam them in. And just about the time I start letting somebody talk, they come in. So try to call earlier so we can have actually some time to have some dialogue. John in New York, you're the final caller of the night. Welcome aboard. How are you?
Yes, how are you? You sparked me in calling when you're saying that you think things are going to hit the fan after Christmas. I think it's going to hit after April 15th because that'll be the last bit of blood money they can get out of us before they crash the system.
Well, you'd be right there.
Also kill the farmers from growing anything. So hit them right after they bought their seed. you know.
Yeah, and just then have a and then have a complete what does get planted, you know, be totally lost. I just what I envision, John, is very dark. I'm not prophetic in any way, and I don't have anything to back it up. But it's just a gut feeling I have that we start war in Iran. It blows up because Russia's already said if you attack Iran, you attack us. China gets involved, goes nuclear with the dollar. We have no industry in this country whatsoever.
You've got the May Day also that they like using.
Right, and more than half of our food's coming from outside of the country.
Right.
They will haul as many people as they can into camps, put them into armament plants that they will be hastily put up to try to make weapons and that type of thing to extend this out as long as possible. And eventually you will just have nuclear holocaust after nuclear holocaust. And one day you'll see a billion Chinese step on the beach in California and start walking across the country.
Right. The other thing, why do people follow these preachers is because they don't realize what's happened to them. They've been government educated. They turn their legal stuff over to somebody else. They turn their children over to somebody else. They turn their health over to somebody else. And they're fighting their own knowledge.
When I was a kid, though, the preacher was a good guy.
Yeah.
He was a local guy. Matter of fact, there was one lived catty corner to my grandmother. They used to bring me in. Their house was kind of right at the back of the church. Bring me in, give me candy, that kind of stuff. These were just some sweet old people, had a regular job during the week, all of that. It's when you started getting these professional preachers, that this is what they do 7 days a week, that the problems began. And when religion becomes a career as opposed to a calling,
mm-hmm.
Just the same thing like with politics, when serving your country becomes a career and not a calling, there's something wrong. And we're seeing it both in religion and in politics, but there's really no difference between the two.
Right. Well, that's about all I had to say. And my second date, if it makes it that far, it would be right around July 4th when all the big patriots come out with their Chinese flags.
Yeah, that would put some shock to things, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Be some shock and all for sure. I appreciate the call, John. Thanks. Thanks for listening. John, one of our micro operators up in New York, always doing a good job pumping out the watts for us. We'll have another one of those shows here before too long to go into the micros and that kind of thing. You know, and wives, if you're thinking about getting your husband something, this might be something to kind of check into. Your husband's kind of a tinker or something like that? Yeah, yeah. Sit down with him. You both are patriots and might be something to talk about. But this Hagee thing is going to appear. He was at this big APAC conference here recently. He's the founder of an organization called the Christians United for Israel. And he was at our annual policy conference back in March. And APAC loves this guy. And they love Nancy Pelosi and Dick Cheney. So you got this guy right smack dab Looney Tunes in the halls of power with Darth Vader and Grandma. That's it for us. Find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody have a great night. I will see you tomorrow night. God bless everyone.